department says, well, all the steps, according to our inspection, have been embalmed, so they're not a health risk. Look at that. Even the budgets don't want them full of formaldehyde like that.
And so, the bodies continued to lie there.
I'm not making it so far. I'm reading right out of the paper, page C10 in the Washington Post this morning. Finally, some private citizen said, hey, I got a concrete company. I'll just show up there and bulldoze the whole yard and concrete them in. That's what I find so tragic. This graveyard was probably another perpetual care. Yes, for time immemorial, your loved ones will sit overlooking a grassy bank. And now, finally, after being harassed by maggots, left lying out in the open sun in a rotting, hideously out-of-date suit, a man with a bulldozer and cement slams you in there. You think that forever is forever. Forever's not forever. Forever's only until the people that own the place kick the bucket, and their next of kin kick the bucket. Finally, I guess that's our fate. Like the ancient pharaohs, they probably had the best record. They were in there for thousands of years until finally some professor in a damn pith helmet and khaki pants bulldozed his way in, took the jewels out, and slammed the dead pharaoh in the Smithsonian. Maybe the American, what do you call them now, Native Americans, they probably had the best idea when they put them up on them funeral pyres. Torch them off! Scatter the ashes, that's the best way to go. So you don't have somebody looking at you, dissecting you years from now. Checking the air in your coffin for pollutants. Checking your bone structure to see what you ate. Dead is dead! That's why, knowing full well that no matter how much I pay, no matter what I do, I mean, if you can't be safe from grave violation in a damn pyramid, there's no hope. That's why I've written in my will that upon my passing, my body is to be shoved into the crawl space of my ex-wife's porch. I want to be wedged in there! Bloated! Bacteria taking over my insides! Until she notices a rotten stench! Until she realizes, wait a minute, it's not a cat under there that died. My God! And there I am, skin eaten away from my lips, teeth in a hideous smile. It's Nino, hello from beyond.
You'll have to hire a company. They'll wrap a chain around my head to try to pull me out from under there. But after weeks in the hot summer sun, the bloating will be intense, and I won't come easy. She'll watch horrified, probably on the day she's planning a Tupperware party. The bulldozer fires up and first yanks my head out. The guy driving the bulldozer will climb off and heave his guts. But still, they might go.
We'll sue the estate. We'll sue the...
There is no estate. He spent it all on stuffed squid and Slim Jims. Once again, some hardy soul with a chain will crawl back under the porch.
It's time to torch our break free, leaving the Dugas! The Dugas! That's what... You want more? I'll give you more!
So anyway, enough of that craziness. But so think of that when you're on a slab, if it's possible to think. Let's lighten the mood a little bit, huh? Come on. Pulling dead, bloated bodies out of crawl spaces. How the hell did I get started on that subject?
Zippity-doo-dad, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, won't you look at him sway. Glad he's headed my way. Zippity-doo-dad, zippity-ay. Mr. Gonad's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dad, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Now that's better.
Well, you're just running the spectrum of emotion this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going from depression to look at this. Hey, zippity-doo-dads, past it! Zippity-doo-dads, Mr. Paul. Say that to somebody you meet today. Oh, and see if they don't smile.
I wish I were your lawyer.
Mr. Gonad's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dad, zippity-ay. Zippity-doo-dads, zippity-ay. Ding-dow-dow.